This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on a football Friday. We're about an hour and 15 minutes from what you're drinking and what you're thinking for the first time without Kenny in Quinlan.
Yeah.
A historic day, and his presence will be missed. If you did not hear, last Friday, shortly before the show, we were informed that Kenny in Quinlan had passed away. So we'll celebrate his life and resume what you're drinking, what you're thinking. Coming up at 5:20, we'll chat with Eric Nadell as well. It's time now for a Friday news dump, and here's the chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. First up in the dump here, we have Netflix reminding us all, Joey Jaws, great American athlete, dominator, versus Kobayashi, live on Netflix this Monday. That's Labor Day, and it's Unfinished Beef live. September 2nd.
Unfinished Beef.
2 p.m. 2 p.m.
Real hot dogs or the fake ones he's promoting?
No, he's not eating fake dogs in a real competition here. All right, these are standard regulation
hot dogs.
But he was
promoting fake dogs, right?
These dogs are at least 51% from a cow.
That's right.
And number 26 on the list I just did.
Might be from a bunch of different cows. Okay.
Mm. Some cattle.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to this, man. This is very exciting. These are two titans, absolutely. And there is so much history between the two of them. For that to be going down live, Unfinished Beef, on Netflix for Labor Day, that's appointment television.
Do you think Kobayashi can really make a run at this thing?
You know, I don't. I really don't. Now, I also don't know how much, like, would he really step into this? Now, I guess the payout is probably enough to where he's willing
he gets
to, I guess,
sick
get
eating food
here.
Now, right?
Well, he did have that thing in his brain where it was like the competitive eaters CTE, where you get to the point where you look at food and your brain like sends nausea signals to your stomach.
Yeah. Mm.
So, yes, I do think he's playing sort of with a hand behind his back a little bit, unless he's overcome that. I don't know. I don't know how in need he is for cash right now that he's willing to puke and embarrass himself all over live Netflix there for everybody just because he needs the payout, or if he actually stepping in there with some confidence like he feels like he can really go toe-to-toe with this
guy. Why would you do this if you were going to be embarrassed and lose?
For the check. Yeah.
Just the check?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think Kobayashi can keep up with him. He's washed up. He's like 44-year-old Tom Brady against Dak, you know, at 29 years old. It's just not fair.
Dude, last night, Travis Hunter only came off the field for two plays for the entire game for Colorado. Yeah.
He does that.
I mean, like, the stamina. They said he burns almost 5,000 calories per game.
He's so strong. I think he could do it for a while. I don't know if he could do it like by the time he got to 28 years old. The thing that I have an issue with is, like, in the NFL, to be a great corner, you're out there every play.
Sure.
So how many wide receiver plays could you realistically run? And then aren't we taking plays off of what you do the best?
I just feel like that, and I'd be way wrong about this, but I feel like when we break him down, we're going to say that he's a better wide receiver than he is a corner. And I have a feeling that whoever represents him is going to get that vibe from NFL executives.
What if,
like,
he does,
we're looking at him as a, you know, that kind
right.
of thing.
What if there's a team that looks at him as both? And what if he comes out and plays three great years of that? What's the salary in today's money? Is that $40 million for a top corner who's also a top wide receiver? Is that $50
million? We've never had one.
Yeah.
I
bet at that point you'd be talking more like $50 million. You're talking 5 years from now.
I believe you're making more money now playing receiver than you are corner.
Yes, yeah, for sure. So you could see him, based on that, wanting to be a receiver, or you could see him being like, no, I want to be that guy who's both. So don't draft me unless you plan on playing me both sides. And let's not forget, and shout out to Tolo D for sliding in the DMs and reminding me, like, they've already come out and said, as it pertains to Shadur and for Travis Hunter, like, they're going to be very specific and they're going to be controlling the narrative on where it is they want to go. Like, they're going to put out the handful of teams they're willing to play for. And that's going to be that. So when Mike Tannenbaum comes out today and says it's more likely that Shadur Sanders is the Cowboys quarterback next year than Dak Prescott, obviously that's hot take, throwing crap out there. But it is on the table in terms of the table of possibilities of what could happen. And we know Deion saying, like, the Cowboys are one of like four teams in the entire league that he would want his son to play for. And so how much does that factor into things? How much of an advantage does that give a team like the Cowboys to be able to go get one of these players if everybody in the league knows they only want to play for the Cowboys or a couple other teams?
The teams he was talking about, he was talking about the Ravens, got a quarterback already, right?
Yeah.
Talking about Atlanta, Michael Penix drafted there.
Yeah.
Kind of limited the number of places he can go.
Well,
now, right?
Limited all the way down to the Cowboys, and then boom, there you go.
I wonder... If I was a general manager at one of these teams that I needed a quarterback, I'd call his bluff.
Yeah, I wonder because of how the money is tiered in the first round. Like, I could be a top five pick. I got to go to this town, but it's like $4 million a year than if I wait to pick 16 of the team I want to go to.
He might tell me to pound sand and go back to college because of the NIL money. He might do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'll hold his rights for a year.
That's another thing about the NIL
money. I'll make somebody maybe trade for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as Mike Tomlin says, you know, you want volunteers, you don't want hostages.
Yeah.
And so does that scare some teams away? I don't know. Does that open the door for, hey, maybe
we saw what Caleb Williams did. Caleb Williams kind of gave you a little idea about, hey, I'm not going to work out, I'm not going to visit, I'm not going to.
Yeah, but he was willing to play for the team that had the number one overall pick. It wasn't like, I only want to play for the team that's holding the 12th overall pick, and I'm not working out for anybody, and you're going to have to trade up for me or let me slide all the way there. I don't know.
I think
it'll be interesting, though.
It's a hell of a gamble to take for the Dallas Cowboys.
Travis Hunter last night had 55 snaps offensively, 7 catches, a buck 32, 3 touchdowns, and they were all impressive. And then he played 69 snaps defensively, gave up 3 catches for 18 yards. Saw him get physical, making some tackles in the run game as well. I mean, he's an all-world kind of dude, and I cannot wait to see what happens with him moving forward. It's going to be phenomenal.
He just seems so solid and strong, like he's a matchup nightmare both sides of the ball. You want nothing to do with him.
So we mentioned Netflix and the live unfinished beef between Joey Jaws and Kobayashi coming up on Monday. Well, coming up in September 25th, you're going to get the 6-episode docuseries about Vince McMahon. And so that's going to chronicle his rise and fall, WWE founder.
Is he
one of the more interesting stories in all of entertainment?
Was
just how
he
nuts
responsible
this
for the content? I know he was the guy that the story's about, but is he editing this thing?
I know he's.
If he's editing this thing, I want nothing to do with it.
That's fair. I do know that he is a part of it. He is. He was a part of the interviews that they did for it. So he will make an appearance in the documentary, in the interviews.
But if he's controlling the content, and I don't learn about all the other off the field things that he was doing, I'm not interested in hearing his story with him projecting that.
That's the real juice there, is just how dark he got and how twisted his
That's what I want to learn
his
about.
Moves were.
Yep.
Will he let that out there or not? I don't know. He seems like one of those type of guys that, what does he really have to lose? I don't know. I mean, maybe the stuff gets so heinous that he's like, no, I don't want that out there. But it's fair. Like, anytime you get a documentary, how biased or unbiased is it actually? And I guess it remains to be seen.
I mean, this
on that
gets
one.
Into like kink perv land, doesn't it?
Super.
Yeah, it gets kind of wild with his story. If you want a real story from them, you got to see something like when they bring up Vince McMahon's situation, they say it did not respond to requests for comment. If they say something like that, that means your stuff is going to be juicy.
I want it to be juicy if that's the case. Stuff. Not a huge wrestling guy, but I'm fascinated by his rise and fall.
Speaking of juicy, Capri Sun, rebranding away from the pouch. Really? Did you guys see this?
What are they going
to? Yeah, because the straws are impossible to stab.
This is why we do the Friday News Dump, man.
Sometimes you can stab it blindfolded.
Can
what,
you?
Dude? Yeah, look at that. We're going with a bottle version, just like a, I don't know, just a screw top water bottle style.
Dang,
for the Capri Sun.
That
which is
messed up. I tell you what, the Capri Sun is
dark,
amazing.
Huh?
It's a huge
because
pivot.
You can drop that thing on the ground. It's probably not going to leak. If it does, the color of all the Capri Sun juice just fits right into the carpet. It doesn't stain, you know?
So it's the most spillable drink out
it's
there
spillable.
Other than just water?
Yeah. It's not going to spill, but if it does, if you drop it and then step on it, oh,
yeah,
you know, a little paper towel, you're good.
Wow.
You don't have to worry about. So that's this point. That's basically a Gatorade bottle with a screw top. Show me a two-year-old that can handle that.
At the very least, pivot to the old Gatorade, like, squeezable bottle, you know,
yes,
that had sort of the finger grips on there, and you would just spin the top, and then you can squirt it out and then close it back. There's at least there's some fun in that presentation as opposed to just a standard run-of-the-mill. Like,
yeah,
what are you doing?
Have
if you're
going to
if you're evolving
that?
If you're evolving away from the pouch, you don't go backwards.
No.
You got to reinvent something here, and you're clearly not doing that.
Give me like a toddler Capri Sun hat with two straws on it.
Hey, there's no way it's going to taste as good coming out of a screw top
bottle.
Hell
no.
No way.
And I tell you what you can't do with that bottle either. You can't freeze that Capri Sun,
yeah,
cut off the top with some scissors and eat it with a spoon like a slushie.
Wow.
I was thinking as a mixer. That's what I was thinking about. Have you ever used it as a mixer?
It is really good for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got some qualities to it.
A little vodka with
yeah,
juicy.
Yeah, yeah, it's like kind of a tropical drink. It really is.
Transfusion with the Capri Suns.
I'm just telling you, it's got some possibilities.
Capri Sun on the beach.
Okay, I have many more news dump worthy talking points, but I also have a top 10 list to do.
Let's
combo platter that thing for the 420
okay
here, huh?
All righty. Coming up at 440, we're going to discuss which team do you have Dak Prescott on in 2025. We have the Expressway coming up at 520, what you're drinking and what you're thinking. LA Live at 540. Yeah, we have 2 hours and 15 minutes of content coming up here for you, G-Bag Nation, including that top 10. Is there anything else you wanted to tease about that, Chief?
Well, it is week one college football. I have the best college game day signs, according to America, that have ever been put out there in the world. And that's
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Next in the nation.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's a what you drink and what you thinking Friday. It's a football Friday. It's a flash Friday, if you want it to be. Segment of the nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels 21firm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's the wife's birthday today. And
happy birthday.
I got to tell you, I think I got her the best present I've ever gotten her.
Really?
Yeah.
You're that confident?
Yes.
You're going away for a weekend?
Even better than that one super special winky wink present you got her that one time?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Man. So I'm pretty excited about how that's going to go tonight.
You've leveled up.
Yeah. I'm gonna take her out to dinner with the kids there and give it to her right, you know, right there in the middle of waiting for dinner.
Hmm. Is that right?
I think it should go well.
Now, is this a fancy place, or is this like a place with a playground? Because I've done the thing where I'm like doing the nice dinner, and I can't get a babysitter, so I bring my kids into a place that they have no business being.
Oh, no, we're not going to do that. No,
okay,
we'll go
yeah
to some place in town east there along that restaurant road that they have.
Dawson's going where he wants to go.
Have you been planting
basically
seeds of like I got something really awesome, or
no,
is this going to just freaking completely out of left field blindside her?
Yeah, it should blindside her, you know. And I got to tell you, I'm batting under 200 on presents. Mm. Birthdays, holidays, whatever. Just bad at it.
Not your love language.
But I think Diamond Direct got me squared away.
Oh,
properly.
Here we go.
Oh. Yeah.
I was about to ask if it was one of you. Yeah.
Sparkly. Yes.
Nice.
Well, congrats to her, man. I'm excited. That's a big dub for you and her. I mean, I imagine this is about to be just an incredible weekend for the Dawsons.
Yeah.
Well, last time I got her jewelry, she said, this is more for, like, dressing up for a major formal dinner. I'm never going to wear this. I was like, dang it. I had no idea.
Sugar, I'll take you to Applebee's right now. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Hey, can I say something real quick?
Yes.
I'd like to file a petition. Those towels in a bathroom, when you put your hand under and it comes down, need to be longer.
Yeah.
Can we extend those things by about 3 inches? The bathroom towel.
She said.
You know, when you wave your hand underneath and it comes down.
Yeah.
It's never long enough. You always have to go twice.
You need to. Yeah,
you always have to go twice. If you could just maybe a little bit longer for us, please.
And we need to eliminate the motion sensor faucet. My hands are like translucent.
Oh, it doesn't see it?
It doesn't see me. Yeah, I have plenty of issues with that all the time. I think you can blame the tree huggers for the lack of paper coming out of there. They're trying to do everything they can to
just maybe
to mitigate
a little bit
wasted
more,
paper.
A little bit more distance on it. I think I'd be okay.
You're saying all you need is 3 more inches and you'll
I'm
be a happy
so.
Man.
I think so. It just feel like that I just don't get enough. It's like I'm using a bar napkin. You know, I'm like trying to wipe my hands off with a bar napkin. I'm like, no, I need it. I just need a little more, guys.
Less
just
than
a
ideal.
Little more.
No, hey, listen, I think we can all get on board with that.
Yeah.
All right, the top 10 list of the day is going to be in honor of college football's return. I have, according to America, some of the funniest college game day signs that college kids have put together and ended up on TV. You know, they're hanging out behind Lee and Kirk and the guys, and they're making fun of somebody.
Sure.
Right? And that's the beauty of college football, the rabid nature of it. Like, there's no lines you can't cross in this particular field. So we'll rattle off a couple of our favorite ones. There was actually a great one in Ireland over the weekend that we will have to address as well. But I heard in the neighborhood watch a Thursday 740 staple during the expressway with Sean, RJ, and Bobby that there has been, as the headline goes, an increased sausage demand. That may be a red flag, according to the Dallas Federal Survey.
Okay.
Inflation-weary shoppers have been trading down to less expensive products such as dinner sausage as they stretch their budgets. 877-881-1053. Do you feel like you are eating more sausage than usual, perhaps over the last 12 months or so?
Due to inflation.
Due to inflation. Yeah, I think we've all, like, what's the one thing that, like, that you're just eating so much of right now because it tastes just good enough? And it fits in that budget beautifully well. You guys know I'm hammering home ground beef all the time. I think ground beef is one of those that's like, that's a relatively cheap way to get a lot of people fed. And the versatility of, are we doing burgers? Are we doing a pasta? Are we doing some type of casserole deal or whatever? Tacos? I don't know. Who's to say? But it's certainly the ground beef for me. It was actually the sausage. I went on a huge sausage run, I would say, during COVID. I was just, I mean, those Johnsonville brats.
Like kielbasa sausage? Going,
well, I think it's, they're like calling it dinner sausage. So I think you're talking about like an Italian sausage, a Johnsonville sausage, maybe a kielbasa probably falls in line there.
Brats,
so.
Dogs. I think it all falls under the sausage umbrella, if you will.
Yes, totally. And like I was doing big time brat stuff. During the COVID.
You were exploring.
Yes, especially the ones that had the cheese injections.
Yes.
Where it's like melting cheese out of it when you're searing that thing. Fantastic. So I understand the need for, from time to time, the taste and the cost of the sausage is getting it done. But apparently, this is now just showing the difficult times that we're in right now. Are you guys eating more sausage, or are you guys eating something specific?
I don't think it's due to inflation, but I have been on a kick with jalapeno beef sausages. You know, I can get some pretty nice ones at Target, at Walmart, at Costco. There's different variety.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is, again, recession-related, but it could be. I have been getting after the ramen that comes in the bowl with the spicy ramen.
Mm.
It's a little bit more expensive than your regular package of top ramen, but still, like, $1.99.
Totally. Still a budget meal.
Go to Sam's, get a beef tenderloin for $100-something bucks. Cut your own steaks. You'll save $80.
My algorithm is all – I have so much –
butcher meat cutting in my algorithm.
And tri-tip.
They're always talking about just going and buying the huge
pork
slab
shoulder,
or whatever, and then
cutting it yourself.
Trying to show you how to get it all
you
cut
can
up.
Cut, and, you could take that once you clean off the silver skin and kind of make it look nice, you know, take some of the fat off a little bit, kind of make it. You can cut 1.5-2-inch steaks and save yourself about $100. And you still eat steaks.
Yeah. That sounds easy.
Yeah. You just go get a beef tenderloin. Again, it's not for everybody. Not for everybody. You can take that, you know, you can take it right, you know, you get the center cut, do stuff with that. You can tie that up, make it, you know, make that like tenderloin, beef tenderloin things. There's a lot of things you could do with it. But, I mean, there's creative ways to kind of get around the price of meat. Like just butchering it yourself.
R-Dub and Argyle is hitting that ground beef heavy these days. Pork chops in the 972. 940 is hitting that hot and ready rotisserie chicken. That is a move right there. That I mean, $5 at Sam's Club.
It's inflation proof.
I think it's – has that gone up?
It has gone up.
Okay,
now, at Sam's Club, you can get it for $5. I'm hitting it at like $9 now at a Kroger.
This is what I'm talking about because I like to do salads, but I like to do that cut chicken, you know, the shredded chicken.
Yeah.
That thing went from like $6 to almost $11.
Oh wow!
In a little pack,
it'll hit you.
Yeah,
but apparently, if you go to a place like a Sam's Club, they're still keeping that at a respectable
$5. You can absolutely debone that chicken if you want, and chop all that stuff up.
Okay, we will save the cigarette updates for a little bit later. Let's go ahead and get into the list here. Funny college football game day signs. If there's any that you remember, please text them in, and we'd be happy to read them. But there was, over the weekend, you remember last year, FSU was a huge topic of conversation. Should they have been in the college football playoff? Their quarterback had just gotten hurt, and Kirk Herbstreit was one of the loudest national voices pushing down FSU in
him
the process.
Saban.
Yeah. I mean, anybody rationally, I think, would do that. Anybody with some logic and outside of his love for his dog, he's a super logical guy, generally, Kirk Herbstreit. So he was in Dublin over the weekend for week zero college football action going down, and there was an FSU girl who was holding a sign that says, "Hey, Kirk, does your wife know that you bleeped us?" And when I first saw it, I was like, "Oh, my gosh, what?" Yeah. And then I realized the context of it. Which is he was kicking FSU when they needed somebody to prop him up last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy to do that with some co-eds. Seems like a solid family guy there.
We have outside looking in. Do you guys remember when P. Diddy was hitting coaches with kettlebells in defense of his own son? You guys remember that story?
Vaguely.
Beats by Diddy, and it had a big kettlebell on there. That's an outside looking in college game day sign nominee. Let's see here. We have,
you know, the Washington State Cougars started this whole deal
got
with that
the flag.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
They're the ones who started that?
Well, yeah. It was a sign. Yeah, it was
That's
a sign.
That's really cool. I did not know
every,
that.
Every game day, no matter where, they'd have a Washington State flag that's flying. Somebody gets that up.
Outside looking in, we have if Marshawn Lynch can get into Cal, then anyone can. we have, I don't even know what school this is, but their sign was, our sixes are your tens.
Ooh, that must have been like SEC versus Big Ten country.
are they at strong. James Madison or one of those places? You know, Yale, were they?
Maybe one of those Arizona schools.
I think we're at Penn or something like that, were we? Yeah. Our sixes are your tens?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
We have.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the other way. I was thinking the opposite. Probably.
That's a Pac-12 school, maybe.
That's a
Arizona State Sun Devil feeling good about
Iowa.
The Hotties.
Yeah. Georgia.
Yeah. We'll get to making fun of Iowa here in a second too.
Okay.
We have OSU's schedule is softer than Drake, and there's a Drake face on there. We have outside looking in. Miami's offense runs like the Obamacare website. This is all making the cut on television. It's being seen. Michigan might actually agree with this one. At least Oregon doesn't have Detroit. So they were probably...
They do have a Detroit Lake, though.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
We have Ole Miss girls are easier than their out-of-conference schedule. Hanging out there behind the game day set.
Is that a diss?
The Army-Navy... there's a lot of trash talk with that one.
Oh, Army Navy. That's it's big.
How about an Army guy holding up a Navy has small decks sign?
I like that.
It's decks with an E.
I got you.
Military trash talk.
Yeah.
This sign has won as many national championships as Oregon. And that's your final outside looking in. Now, maybe this is the year for the Ducks, man.
Yeah.
They're getting a lot of love right now.
They got Phil Knight writing a big old check for players now.
And we're actually about 25 minutes away from Doug Farmer hopping on, talking college football with him. He's an absolute college football wizard. Yes, that's at 5 o'clock. I'm looking forward to that. Then we'll get to Eric Nadel, what you drinking, what you think, in LA Live. It's a party. All right, number 10 here. We have win or lose, we don't live in Iowa. That's sign number 10.
Yeah.
Number 9, why doesn't Army football have its own website? They couldn't string together 3 W's. Go Navy, beat Army. They take that one serious,
that's
man.
That's very seriously.
How about this one brought us at number 8? It's just a sign that says coincidence, and there's a profile view of a toilet,
mm-hmm.
and then it's the same shape as the state of Louisiana.
Yeah.
God, I guess before. You knew about that,
and
huh?
I knew about that one.
We have Tom Brady's footballs are harder than Ohio State's schedule.
Mm.
We have this one they did. They spelled out vertically ESPN, and then with every letter of ESPN, they were able to just make the word penis. They were able to put that, and it's right over Kirk Herbstreit's left shoulder.
Yeah.
As you watch the broadcast on ESPN, of course.
Big crowd pleaser.
It's like they don't check these things. It's like anything can get through here.
Yeah.
And I've never been a part of a game day crowd.
I was at the Texas OU one last year.
And you had that crazy awful just
experience. I'll never go back.
Well, and you had that super controversial sign you were carrying around, but they just let you in with it.
Oh, yeah, they let me in with that sign, yeah.
You can't spell dumb bleeps without ducks. Hating on Oregon. At 4, I tried
to... Must be Oklahoma fans.
I tried to change my password to Navy, but Gmail said it was too weak. These are the Army fans, man, or these Army guys.
I like what we're doing at West Point.
Number 3, even your spelled O-U, so they're calling out the Sooners, even your mascot is a bandwagon.
The schooner.
Yeah, and it tipped over a couple years ago.
Yeah. We got better stability. I think the SEC said, hey, you need better stability. We can't be stopping the game.
They had to make that
for
thing.
You flipping the thing over every once in a while.
They had to make that thing a dually, I think.
They had to make it bigger. Better base. Need a better base.
Number 2, Alabama, where Ancestry.com and eHarmony are the same. And number 1, even Forrest Gump got into Bama. Wow. So
shots fired.
That's college football, man, in a nutshell.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Filling in for Woolchuk all week long. He's done a terrific job with the top 10. Which team do you have Dak on in 25? We'll talk about the scenarios involved there. As Chief told you, Doug Farmer's talking college football coming up at 5 o'clock, and we're back with all that and more here. It's the G-Bag Nation on a Football Friday here on The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. The Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line is open at 877-881-1053. Which team do you think Dak will play for in 2025? I would think the favorite would be New Orleans, you know, staying in the region, kind of going home, playing for the Saints. You look at Tampa, I guess his wife is from that area now. They have Baker Mayfield, though. I don't want to pay twice as much for just a little bit better. There's New York and New England, high-profile teams. There's both teams in New York, isn't there? Could Aaron Rodgers be done after this year? I think that's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The Raiders. I do think a sleeper is Miami. What if Tua has another bad injury? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it would be, I mean, because they just paid him, the idea that they could break the bank for Dak and then also continue to pay Tua for whatever they just gave him, which was quite a bit of money.
Is this the first year of the deal?
Yeah, they just signed it
this
offseason.
Okay. So that is going to take at least one more year to develop in a way. I mean, you also have to consider Kirk Cousins could be available in trade for a quarterback needy team if Penix plays well. You know, you have three college quarterbacks there with Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers, Shedeur Sanders. Is that what we're looking at for the first round?
For the most part, yeah. So, barring any surprises.
Until you dive in, you never know. I mean, Joe Burrow was the outside of the first round when this thing all started back in the day, and then all of a sudden he elevated himself to the first overall pick.
Who knows who could ball out here in the next couple of weeks and put themselves on the radar.
I remember Dane Brugler's list. He had his top 50 players preseason. Joe Burrow was number 50. And then he ended up
Things change.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think there's a handful of teams that you could make the argument. I mean, from the Tennessee Titans to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the Pittsburgh Steelers to the New York Jets to the Seattle Seahawks to the Giants to the Saints to the Raiders to even the Rams. Who knows what the deal is with Stafford? I mean, his health could prevent – he might be done at. I mean, that's a seriously up-in-the-air situation.
But the Seahawks, again, Geno Smith, half of the money that Dak is going to ask for. Mm-hmm. Comparable player, at least in the same ballpark. Him, Baker Mayfield, you know, with the Saints, Derek Carr, right? Like, how much better is Dak for what you're paying? I don't know. And then I think you also have to look at the fact that are you rebuilding around Dak? Or are you a team that has a really good roster that's ready to go to the playoffs and make noise and you need a quarterback? I don't think teams would rather have Dak than draft a quarterback and try their chances in the first round if they have a roster that still has a lot of holes on it. You're building long-term at that point.
Yeah, I do think there's some element of Dak with his age being what it is. Some teams could still make sort of the argument to themselves that, you know, we have Dak here for the next 5 years. So even if we're still trying to build up our roster here, we can shore up the most important position and then continue to fill over the course of the next few years. It's not like Brady's coming to you and you have to win this year, or it's Manning and you got to win this year or next year necessarily. But I am with you. I think in general, if you're a team going after Dak, you would want to be the kind of team that feels like, hey, we're about as quarterback away as you can be to at least being a playoff type team, like the Raiders probably feel like they are. The Seahawks might feel that way.
I
mean,
if I was Dak, and you're saying he's not coming back to Dallas, right?
You could pick Dallas if you want. Okay. Just who's his team in 25?
I think the Cardinals could even be a team there.
I think I think Dallas is still in play here. The thing that I think, to me, if I'm Dak Prescott, I go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I go to Pittsburgh because you got coach stability, roster stability. The quarterback seems to be the one thing that they haven't kind of figured out. They evaluate wide receivers pretty well there. It always seems like they have a second or third round wide receiver that shows up.
Yeah.
They got a tight end. They'll work on their offensive line. The stability of that organization is, for a quarterback, if you want to put somebody in a spot and say, okay, we're a quarterback away from being a lot better.
Yeah.
I think Pittsburgh is the perfect place for him to go.
Tough division in general, and you're playing outdoor cold environments, and that hasn't been necessarily something that has been good for Dak. So that would be something to consider. But there's no question the Steelers are right up there as a possibility.
If you're going to the most stable franchise there is, if he cares about the franchise, Pittsburgh is the way to go. If you don't care about the franchise, go to the Raiders.
I just think it's going to be a tougher needle to thread finding the team that wants him, that is in position to take advantage of him at this point in his career, and then wants to reset the market. You know, the Steelers negotiate contracts historically pretty tough. And if you're Dak, you're like, okay, do I want to transplant up into the state of Philadelphia to play in that cold weather for similar money just to leave the Cowboys? I don't know. Going through the exercise, I think it actually walked me back to the idea of, you know, a lot of times we see players that assume the grass is greener. There's going to be exceptional demand. And then you and your agent go out there and look, and you end up like going back to the hometown team, like, man, I thought there would be more demand out here, like a Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, but also, I mean, for as much as we look at Dak and say, like, we don't think after all that we've seen here that he can win a Super Bowl here, Dak could easily look at the Cowboys and say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And say, like, okay, yes, there's plenty that comes along with being the Cowboys quarterback. Maybe he likes those things. Maybe he doesn't. But he's now been here at the end of this season for, what, 9 seasons? He could easily look at it and be like, am I going to win a Super Bowl here? Would I be better off at least trying it somewhere else, especially for an extra $5 to $10 million per year than what the Cowboys offering him?
Yeah, extra $10 million, like, I'm gone.
And I mean, how good are the Falcons? I mean, how really good are the Falcons? And they just looked at Kirk Cousins like, we're willing to give you, at that age, off that injury, $100 million guaranteed right now. You know, and nobody's looking at the Falcons like, oh, they're some, like, a Kirk Cousins away from doing anything. Yeah, they're a Kirk Cousins away from winning the worst division in football and winning at best a playoff game, but probably not even doing that. But they don't have that type of self-awareness. They look at it like, let's go spend $100 million guaranteed on Kirk Cousins. Plenty of teams will look at Dak Prescott and say to themselves, we can win a Super Bowl with him, or their expectations are even lower than that, and it's still like, hey, we're going to get to the playoffs with this guy. And they'll spend whatever on it. And a lot of teams are a Dak Prescott away from making the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's exciting if you haven't made it for a while.
Totally. You know? Yes. Yeah. Raider Joe, my buddy who met us from Letters in Prison years ago in the nosebleed seats, diehard Raiders fan. He texts me every day. He can't wait for Dak Prescott to be a Raider quarterback. He's like, dude, I would kill to win 10 games and maybe a playoff game every year. He's like, give me that for 5 to 10 years, and then maybe I'll be sick of it. But right now, he's not.
I mean, it's crazy. In the 90s, the Braves kept making the World Series, and the fans stopped showing up for, like, the division round playoffs. They'd be like, what fun is this? You know, we're just going to lose in the World Series. It's like, what you get accustomed to is crazy.
Yeah.
And then if that gets taken away from you, you get a great amount of appreciation for it. It is a Manna Monday here coming up next week versus the Yankees, presented by Terramana Tequila, Rangers water drink special at the Terramana Terrace behind Section 134. And that'll be available when the gates open until the first pitch at 7:05. That's Monday with the Yanks in town. Of course, DeGrom next week. Dollar Dog Night on Wednesday versus the Yankees next week, presented by the Texas Chili Company. And tonight it's Corey Seager bobblehead night. Doors are about to open, so if you want to get your hands on one of those Seags bobbleheads, you better get to one of these doors real quick. There's quite a line out there. A lot of excitement, especially coming off that historic series that he had. All righty. Coming up next, Doug Farmer talking college football.
Yes.
Expressway, what you drinking, what you thinking. After that, it's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.